Today, we're going to take time and visit with Ogden Superintendent Josh Heyer. Good to have you back.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You did. He made it through the beginning of school. It's all right. Yeah. Josh, we did visit last time. And, of course, since then, school underway. And it was obviously a pretty warm week to get started. And now this week, we've already had preschool get going. So things moving along pretty good?
Yeah, overall, things are going extremely well. You know, I think administratively, we look back at June, July, and August as an opportunity to prepare for the start of school. And it's just good to have kids walking in the hallways. You know, at the end of the day, we're in the profession of educating kids. And it's good to kind of make sure that the plans that we've laid out, you know, in June and July are actually going forward. And honestly, we had a wonderful start of the school year. A lot of smiles in the hallways and just really excited to have the kids back.
A lot of the staff, it's like, okay, I've got all this done. And where are my kids? You know, so that's again, you were in the classroom before. You know what it's like waiting for them.
Yep. No, you got it. And overall, I think just, again, our staff, they welcomed our kids back with open arms and glad to have them back in the building.
All right. So we got going. And like we said, preschool underway now as well. And also, I know you make available space with YSS for before and after school programming. And are they doing both or?
They are. So, you know, I reached out to YSS, had a meeting in August, and they just really discussed all their different services that they provide for our school district between school-based therapy, before and after school service. So it's great. We got that wraparound care for our kids. It's a great, service that we can provide for our families, you know, that are maybe both family or both individuals in the family are working. And I think they got 25 to 30 kids. So really, it's great overall.
That's pretty busy. That's keeping. And again, working with the district, because I know they use a curriculum on their stuff. So it's one of those things that works out to be pretty well. So
yeah, overall, it's just a great partnership that I'm so fortunate that it has been established for Boone and Story counties.
All right. Buses going good, everything else? Everything was in fine shape to get started?
Everything was great. You know, you indicated a little bit ago about the weather, you know, and I just reached out to a lot of our different directors and was just double-checking last week. You know, is the AC okay? You know, and all those different things. And overall, our directors in the district, they do a fantastic job. They were keenly aware of the weather, and we just wanted to make sure that our student safety was our number one priority. So we adjusted some sporting events and those types of things. And overall, you know, despite it being warm, I think we had a great start of the school year.
That's it. Yeah, your coaches and everybody, they get real nervous when you're talking triple-digit heat index. So
yes,
they made it work. That's good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happened. Again, you had a board meeting before the start of school, and we got going right before we got started. Then you had, some in-service new? Did you have a number of new staff members come in? Or
we did. Overall, I believe there was 12 to 13 certified staff members, you know, and a number of that was due to retirement. Dr. Dodge and the board last year incentivize some early retirement plan.
Sure.
Yep, absolutely. So we welcome some new staff members, and it's just great to be able to see them. You know, we have a mentor program. So whether you're new to the profession or just new to Ogden, you're able to get that mentor and just welcome them into, you know, Ogden Community Schools, tell them a little bit about the managerial things, and then just somebody that you can really have walk beside you for that first year, you know, to make sure that they have a successful transition.
I think having people like Maury and Amy, that helps smooth a lot of that going forward, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Fantastic. You know, I was just highlighting our directors, you know, with the poor weather. I can't say enough about our principals as well, you know, and honestly just helping support those educators as they come in. They're on that first line of defense, so making sure that they're able to help and support them.
All right. Well, we did get school started, and I know that during the last board meeting, among other things, you did have a couple of people come in, made a contribution to the district.
We did. You know, again, I keep talking about our partnerships, and that's one thing that I would tell you that I've been so impressed with Ogden is just the amount of people that are wanting our school system to do well, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. One of our partnerships is the Ogden Alumni Association. So they do a fantastic event in April. It's, I think, their key fundraiser for the year.
Yeah.
And it's called that Bulldog Ball.
Yeah.
And some of the proceeds that they made on that event, they went ahead and donated $5,700 back to the school system. So, you know, that's going to be able to allow our teachers to buy supplies that are needed to help them with their instruction.
And folks, yes, all districts go through that need, filling that need of having those supplies in the classroom, because kids go through them. I'm sorry, they go through stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, our budget, unfortunately, you know, we got a finite amount of money, you know, so anytime partnership that we can have, we just can't thank them enough.
Well, we did have, among other things for the district, I know that some of the things that you take a look at are things that are required, and I know you did a little bit of legislative review and update on what's the new law, what kind of impacts. In most districts, I think most administrators, there's a couple of people will say, oh, they're going through all the books in the library. You know, I think most of them are, we're not overly aggressively pursuing, but we're paying very close attention to what we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity just to educate you know, not only the board, but the community, our educators, about what the legislative changes were. Most recently, you know, there's a lot of changes
there was in the last legislative cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one I think that a lot of people are really paying close attention to is Senate File 496. And I just wanted to be able to update and educate and inform on what does that mean moving forward for us as a school system. So we spent a lot of time. One of them that you mentioned is the libraries, you know, mm-hmm. just making sure that the materials in there are age appropriate and making sure that they don't have references to sex acts and those types of things. So we just vetted through all those, and we're deeply in that right now.
Yeah. And do you have a library personnel?
So
in the district, how does Ogden handle it?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're fortunate enough to have two wonderful library associates that mm-hmm. are helping support us. With the changes of 496, I view that we needed some additional support. So we actually just posted recently to get a part-time librarian, and we're hopeful. I was able to actually see somebody's materials the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we're able to find somebody and secure somebody, and they can help us come in and kind of be that library support to help our librarian associates.
Okay. So we'll keep working on that.
That's, yes.
I mean, it's an ongoing thing too. And it's not like districts haven't had committees set up and the structure set up before for people to, if they had questions about materials.
Absolutely. There's always been a process on how do you go about reconsideration of instructional materials, library materials, and those things are still in place. I think it just allows us to have some clarity to making sure that we know exactly the things that we're going to do and commit to as a school system. And then if you, as a community member, are concerned about some of those things, what do you need to do to go ahead and complete those? And we've posted a lot of those things on our website mm-hmm. under our parent section.
Sure. I know that you did have was it internal coverage. So tell me a little bit about that. Mostly it's who can cover for somebody if they have to go somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell me what that is.
Yeah, that's, you know, at the end of the day, I think the big words right now is recruit and retain.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really looking at how do we retain the quality educators that we currently have and just show them that we appreciate their time. And one of the things that we are doing is asking them whenever we didn't have an external sub to cover internally for their peers. And there was not a means or a mechanism on how to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the board supported that and appreciated the fact that I was looking out for ours. So we are actually ultimately are going to run a pilot just to be able to pay them for their time when they're covering.
Just, again, it is retain. Recruit and retain. We're all challenged with that, too. Did want to ask you a little bit about, again, some of the public discussion that came up and, again, about the implications of what the legislature had done last time. And I know people have different thoughts about it and stuff like that. The board feels pretty comfortable about where we're at right now. And again, we have our mentoring and everything else set up as well. So I feel good about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think ultimately one of the things that I came in July is just really trying to identify where we currently at, and then what are the legislative changes, and then how do I need to forge, I guess, a bridge, mm-hmm. Whatever might potentially be issues. And I've been doing I view really getting out and educating and informing and listening to people, and then ultimately putting systems in place to be able to support those needs.
Sure. I know, because you said, I'm coming kind of in a wait and see how everything works, because the structure's been good. Again, the mentorship that we've had, the staff that we've had, now you've got a lot of new ones in there too. So how's everything going to continue moving forward? And so far, again, we're only a weekend, so relatively smooth.
Absolutely, yeah. I think overall we're day five. I think now that people understand the expectations that we're asking of them with the legislative changes, we're going to be great. We're going to have a successful school year, and really looking forward to working with everybody.
So some of the other things that are and have been in place, like teacher in-service, what we're going to be doing there, I'm guessing there's some programs in place you've worked with in the past, and I'm sure Ogden's doing somewhat the same. So are we watching how that all works out as you go forward?
We are, yeah. We get Wednesdays. We allow our, mm-hmm. our students out an hour early, and really an opportunity for us to grow our teachers. We want to be lifelong learners and continue to grow their craft and their practices. Our teachers are working on professional learning communities. It's just really a process on getting teachers together, analyzing and looking at data, and making sure that we are intervening for students and or enriching them. One of our high school campus is really looking at our grading practices. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to do those things, because those have been some professional development that they had established prior to me coming.
Sure.
And we're also analyzing and just saying, what are the things that we want to do moving forward? The board has actually asked me to really determine a strategic plan. So I'll be listening to a number of stakeholders this year and really figuring out, what do we want education to look like in Ogden, not only for 2023, mm-hmm. but what do we want that to look like in 2035? And then once we're able to establish kind of that long-range plan, then we can start to be very strategic, I guess, if you will, with our professional development, to making sure that we're giving our teachers the things that they need to be able to successfully mm-hmm. hit that ultimate goal.
And that's one of those things that people will say, well, it's always, no, it isn't. It's a moving target.
It is.
It is. And you try to, okay, well, now here's what different, and you get different age children coming in, and they have developed different habits. I'll go with habits.
They have. Well, and even just the things that they're exposed to.
Yeah.
I would say if I look back 10 years ago and the things that kids are learning now versus what they did back then, completely different. I think if we would have had this interview two years ago, and I would have said something about AI, artificial intelligence, yeah. and ChatGPT, nobody would ever have known a thing. And honestly, those are just things, as technology is evolving, we need to make sure that we're changing with those times and staying on, I guess, the cutting edge.
Just to at least educate them.
Yes.
And those are the challenges that, we are seeing that all over. It is one of those things, too. Coming in, like you said, I'm going to take some time and see how things are progressing, see what's being done, how they're addressing different issues, and then do we refine it? Do we keep moving forward? But building a strategic plan, that's, again, many – and. School districts, cities, county, things like that. Having that strategic plan is pretty important. It sets out your goals moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I think it gives us that northern star. And, mm-hmm. once we're able to identify that, everybody is working in the same direction towards what we want. There's a lot of great things going on in Ogden, and we want to be honor and hang on to those. And we don't want to be stagnant. Because
sure.
if we're stagnant, then we're losing ground. So let's hold true to the things that are working well, and let's evolve to the things that we need to continue to grow in.
All right. Well, I did want to also remind people that school election's coming up. So and now we're into that time frame. You do have three board members that are up for re-election. I don't know if they've indicated whether they're going to run again or not. But it is the time that people might be interested, if they are interested. And I know your website, the district's website, you've got all the information, affidavit forms, everything available there. if they want people want to consider it.
Absolutely. So I believe the application process is over the next month.
Yeah.
Just opened up this week. You know, and it is on our website. And if it is, if you have any questions, just reach out to our district office if you're interested in running.
They can help you out, because board secretary's got all the paperwork and everything and can answer your questions for you. So
absolutely,
it's pretty easy to do. And we'll see what happens. So some of the other things going forward then, I know you've got a couple of things, hands-on things you wanted to do, a coach evaluation, things like that. So you're still working on some of those? Those are just basic things you're going to be reviewing and going forward with?
Yeah, you know, I got a great athletic director, Eric Yelly, and we sat down over the last month and we really kind of looked at our coaching practices and evaluation process. So we really kind of enhanced that for this upcoming school year. And we'll continue to evaluate that. In addition, we're just looking at our facilities. Great facilities overall. We did a couple bond referendums and changing, you know, back in the 2019, 2020.
Yeah.
But continue just to look at how are we making sure that our, if these are the programs that we want to provide, are our facilities matching those as well? So those are some things that we're continuing to look at. There's a Homeland Security grant.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure a lot of people have talked about that, but each campus gets $50,000 based off of a third party that came in and really looked at the vulnerability or the overall audit of our safety.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that we're working on right now as well.
And I know your police chief's been to visit with you already. Talks about, because he does like having a presence in the school.
Yeah, actually, I had a meeting with him again on Friday. You know, it's again, I said it two or three times now, but it's those partnerships that we have. And couldn't say enough great things about Ethan Bailey.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this school perception survey that you're going to do. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, with that strategic plan, I think it's important to find out from stakeholders on what is working and what isn't.
Sure.
So we're going to partner with a third-party company. They're going to come in and they're going to actually do a survey with our staff on what are their perceptions on Ogden Community Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to send that out to our patrons as well and get the input from the community, our parents. And I think if we're able to get that information, it tells us this is our current reality. And then from there, I guess it's almost like a baseline.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we're able to make some changes based off of that information that we gain. And every year we're able to look on a longitudinal basis on are we making progress or not.
Sure.
On whatever that information that is comes out of that survey.
Sure. Gives information to the board as they follow along and they do set their goals as they do every year, goals. And it's always, I'm guessing, education. Youth are always the first one in the group. Again, what's going to benefit our students? So, but it goes from there, too. So it's a long, like you said, facilities. All right, we're up to speed. Now we keep them up to speed.
Yes.
Those are the challenges that we face.
So. Yeah. So overall, I think it's just an alignment in all these different things to making sure that we're all going in the same direction.
Yeah.
And that's what we're excited about doing.
Okay. Any other things come up for the district that you wanted to pass along?
I don't think so. You know, just fall activities are up and going.
Yep.
You know, I actually was in the office this morning and listened to the band playing away over there, and they sounded great. We got auditions going on for a fall play.
Okay.
You know, and then cross country, football, and volleyball, they're all underway and representing our school. So overall, our kids are just heavily involved in the classroom as well as activities outside of school.
And then we get that Labor Day break, and after that, away we go.
Yes.
So we get a little bit of break. What, Monday off of Labor Day?
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll have
the
next Monday off, actually.
So we got that. Josh Heyer, our guest on the program today, Ogden Superintendent, and otherwise things rolling right along. So if we can keep the temperature down a little bit. Got AC in all the buildings now, so that's a challenge for that.
We are fortunate enough to have the AC in there, so hopefully the weather won't impact us.
All right, so are they fighting over the greenhouse yet, your ag instructor?
We got two ag instructors, and I'm sure they're going to be leveraging and utilizing that quite a bit for kids.
They will. I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.